Hi guys.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 4 of
Winging
Parenthood with Laura and Laura. We're so glad to be back another week.
We are. And more questions.
Yeah.
We get so excited when we get your questions in. Because we just love to be able to just, you know, speak to so many of you, but also it's quite interesting because a lot of people have a lot of different topics. Questions, but they're similar,
some of them,
not all of them. And today our two questions are very different, and there's going to be like a little trigger warning because our second question is quite, you know,
is it explicit content?
Explicit, I would say, this time. But we're going to start with a little bit more of an easy,
we're going to ease you into this episode.
And the first question that we got in was a very, very long question from a young father-to-be.
Mm-hmm.
And we absolutely love hearing from the dads-to-be, hearing from dads as well. Parent Charm isn't just a mum community, and this podcast is for everyone. So the question basically was saying, how can he interact with his partner's bump? We don't know if they're married, but his partner's bump. And he was like, shall I blow raspberries? Shall I do? He was saying all these different things. What can I do? How do I know that I'm doing the best I can before the baby's even here?
Yeah.
Coming from young parents, we're new to this. We don't know what we're doing, but we want that advice of how can I interact with my baby when the baby's not here, basically.
I think, first of all, I think it's just a really sweet thing to ask.
So sweet and lovely.
What a really nice way to think, because he's like already thinking of his partner and how can he, you know, how can he make her feel comforted and how can he make sure that already, even though he's not a dad yet, how can he be the best dad, you know? And I think that's just really sweet that one is even asked that. I think it's all personal preference with the bump, don't you?
Yeah.
And how, because I mean, like, just personal experience, like when I was pregnant, like, I mean, like, sometimes, you know, it's like in bed, you have a little spoon, I'm like, oh, John, get off. Get off my bump, leave it alone. But I didn't have much of a bump.
No.
So maybe that, I don't know, because I felt more like bloated. So, you know,
don't touch your
belly. But you know when you feel like that and you feel bloated and someone touches you and you think, oh my God, I feel
go
so
away.
Bloated, stop touching
me. Well, I don't have the spooning situation at home, so I didn't get anything.
No.
I didn't even get that. But I know what you mean. I think one of the things the midwives say, and I remember this so clearly, having two babies, is that they say really get your partner to interact with your bump. So speak to your bump, sing to the bump, read to the bump. And I think sometimes for dads, it's quite an awkward, unless you're quite very, you know, open to that, which it sounds like this amazing dad to be is, but sometimes it can be really difficult for men because they're not carrying the baby, they're not feeling the baby, and not a kick and all that sort of stuff. It's hard for men to get that, and sometimes it happens once the baby's born. But they do say, the midwives always do say, try and interact, try and read to the bump, try and you know, speak through to the bump, touch the bump, and it's very key to do that. So my advice would be, if you're willing to do that and your partner is happy for you to do that, obviously, then do it. You know, do what you want, read and see. And whatever you think is your thing to make that closeness, I think is a really good thing to do, because it's only going to make things better. It's not going to make things worse.
Okay.
And I know you also, you know, the dad-to-be was also mentioning, you know, about being careful, and I don't want to, and it's like, I think it doesn't matter. Like,
no.
The baby can hear your voice, and I think that's really nice that not only will the baby get used to the mum's voice, but if you, dad, are putting in the work every day, or, you know, once a week, whatever it is, the time, then they're getting that bond with you.
Definitely.
And that's special.
As a woman, like, I remember, like, as when you do start feeling them kick, like that's when you might say, and like, so what I'm trying to say is, like, the mum-to-be might say to him, oh, like, feel my belly, look, the baby's kicking, like, feel, and that's all really nice.
Lovely.
It's like, how exciting, like, you're feeling them first movements, you can actually, because sometimes for a long time, you sometimes don't even feel like you're carrying a baby, or you've got a baby, and
I felt like that pregnancy, Laura was so small for such a long amount of time, that until she actually popped nearer to the end, she was allowed to give birth 2 weeks after, I literally, don't you feel like that?
Like,
your pregnancy was a really funny one, because I felt like you did not look pregnant, so like, obviously you felt it, but I just assumed, I don't know, it's weird.
I can't remember going with it somewhere and saying, oh, can I sit down? I'm pregnant. They just looked at me.
Like,
I was lying. But anyway, but so I think, like, touching and when the baby's moving is really nice. And yeah, if your partner's happy to be like, you said, the midwives all say, you know, the more they can hear the partner's voice, the husband's voice, the man's voice as well, then obviously the baby is, they can hear everything in the womb. So they can hear your voice. There's comfort for them. So when they come out, they're like, they're used to that voice, you know?
And I think just on the flip side, if you're listening to this and you're like, you're pregnant, you're like, oh, my partner's not doing that, or they're not interested in doing that. It isn't for everybody. No. Like I say, like, you know, even my partner, he at the time, you know, he'd speak and things like that, but it wasn't like...
No, cooing at
it. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to make sure I sit down.
Singing to your bum.
No, and our children adore him, and it doesn't change. It hasn't changed anything. But it's, so if you're listening on the flip side and you're thinking, oh, no, I've not got that, then don't get disheartened or anything like that, because that can also be very, very normal. But no, our advice would be go for it. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Make that connection and
basically just check what your partner's, comfortable with as well, you know, because... I think sometimes it's maybe sometimes hard for the father to understand, you know, that like what she's going through and everything else. And she might have days where she's like, yeah, I'd love for you to touch my bum, love for you to sing to it, love it, whatever it might be.
And other times we get off.
Yeah, and there will be, because of hormones and all those lovely other things that come with pregnancy. There might be some days where she's like, look, not today.
No,
just not today.
Please don't.
Yeah.
So, no, I think, and I just think how lovely, and honestly, it does. I know you mentioned that you're a young couple. It does not matter. You sound amazing parents to be already. And how exciting and how lovely. And we wish you all the best.
Yep.
And look forward to hearing from you once baby's born, hopefully.
Exactly.
So, yes. And now we're going on to a totally different question. And it is a bit explicit. And yes, I don't
know.
Maybe
not for every... This question might not be for everyone, but obviously we... answer a lot of different questions which are, you know, from all different types of people and from all different backgrounds and what have you.
And also, can I just say, I think the topic of this isn't about sex, but it's involved sex in some way, but I think the topic of sex for people is just such a big topic anyway, and one that people shouldn't even ever be embarrassed to discuss or be honest about. So so the question again, it was a very, very long, in-depth question, so I'm gonna like narrow it down, but basically it was from a lovely lady basically saying that her husband has been watching porn in the day. She found him watching porn in the day when he was at home, and she doesn't know how she's meant to feel about it. She felt really funny, really weird, and wants people's opinions on, is that normal? Why would he be watching that? And yeah, it just made her feel really weird and as if there's something wrong, even though he's saying there's nothing wrong. And yeah, what we think about it.
I think it's a really tough one, because I think like you have to, the first thing you kind of have to do is ask the question, isn't it? Because you can't just go in, see, I've seen them watching that and then not say anything.
No.
Like, you've got to say to them, look, I've just caught you watching porn in the day.
Yeah.
Like, what's this about? Like, is it something you do all the time? Like, you know, what is the backstory of how you've got to this point?
Yeah.
Because it, like, for me, it has to not stem from something, but it like, you kind of think to yourself, oh, if that's happening in the day, then is there a certain aspect of the relationship that he's not fulfilled by?
Yeah.
Is it a habit?
Yeah.
It, like, do you know what I mean? Is it an addiction? I'm not joking. There's people with porn addiction. So it's got to be one of those three things or more things. You know what I mean? It's got to come down to something, is my point.
Yeah, and I think it's basically... It definitely has to be something.
Yeah.
There's got to be, you don't just randomly.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, and not saying that obviously watching porn is
no,
bad.
No, I was going to say, I made it sound like it's like the worst thing in the world. Like, it's not,
and a lot of people do watch it, and that's absolutely fine. And you know, there's no problem with that. But I think where this question stems from is in the day is a very bizarre time to sit and be watching it. When you think, hang on, where, why?
Yeah.
Like, why is that?
And I think the fact that she can also, if he knows she's there in the day as well, and that she could catch him at any point.
I know.
That for me is the point where I'd be like, but you know that I can catch you.
Yeah.
So what, again?
Yeah.
Like, is it, do you want me to catch you?
Yeah.
Like, or is this like, you're trying to drop me a hint about our sex life?
Yeah.
Like, I want you to join in?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, but there's so many roots it could be, but I think the main thing is like probably asking the question, like, oh, I caught you, obviously, like, do you do this a lot?
And
like,
and what? She did say in the question that he obviously said no, and that it's not, and he's just watched it, happened to watch it, So I don't know the advice you'd give from that point, because you either, I suppose, have to trust that person that it was a one-off, or you dig deeper yourself and think, hang on.
I don't think it's a one-off though, do you?
No, I don't think so.
No, it can't be.
Not in the day.
No, not in the day. I just don't think it's a one-off. So I think it's like, maybe you just have to kind of, because sometimes, you know, it's like when you approach someone about a situation straight away, sometimes it doesn't always go down very well.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let like the dust settle a little bit. Not the dust settles, but you know, let things calm down a bit and then go back again, like a few days later, and just be like, oh, look, you know, the other day, you know, is that something you do a lot? Like, or what, can I ask why? Or just don't, not even say it, just so you can get understanding. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm not judging you, but I just want to know why, or like, how comes,
and
you know?
I think as well, if that person is going to lie and not tell the truth, you'll get a gut feeling anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
And if they say no, and it's not, and it's normal, well, then you need to just think, is it normal?
Yeah.
Is that a normal thing? Like, we might get from this, people might turn around and say, yes, that I do that. Like, yeah. But I think judging from ourselves, we don't think that's normal.
No, and I think it's more in the day, but also you don't know, like, how often and things like that. Like, if it's happened a lot in the day, then it's like, well, it's kind of got to be, I don't know. Could be an addiction, could be a habit, I don't know. Could be just not fulfilled, I don't know. Like, but it could be a lot of options. I suppose it's just kind of trying to get to the bottom of it
and seeing in the
like kindest way to him, so he doesn't feel like, not, but like you're jumping down his throat, and you know.
No, and like we say, it's not like,
like the worst thing in the world. I'm like, how do you word this so it doesn't sound like he's like literally killed someone?
It's not that. I think it's just timing.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you sit and think, okay, is that right? Is that normal?
Yeah.
And they're married, and you know, I'm sure she's married.
Probably all the blokes that ever listen to this are going to go, yes, well, normal. You two are idiots.
Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. They're both going to be sitting there going, oh, you're idiots.
You think that's not normal, huh?
Stupid.
But it is a hard one. And like we say, this is why we do the podcast. Opinions are welcome, and your advice as well, let us know. But I think it's always good to chat.
It would be good to know from our listeners and our followers and stuff. It'd be good to know your opinion on this one. Because it's a hard one to talk about.
Yeah.
For us even to talk about it. Because you don't want to, you're not trying to be judgmental, but then you also feel like you are coming across in that way. And actually it's not about that.
No.
It's about finding out
why.
Yeah. But so anyone's been through similar, let us know.
Yeah, give us a message and do let us know, and we can pass it on. But that will be it for our Winging It to Parenthood today.
Yeah.
We do our two questions. We would love to do more, but we just never have the time. And we will be back next week with more of your questions. And hopefully you get something out of it and it helps you. And again, we love to listen to everyone's advice. So please always message in.
Yeah.
And the people that are asking the questions, they love to hear it as well. So
yeah.
So yes, thanks guys, and see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.